This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Folks, is there anything more uncomfortable than a Reno coffee shop without a bathroom? Come on, you're selling I have to go juice, man. That's what it is. It's got a pee juice, and you don't have a bathroom, 7-Eleven. That's playing a dangerous game with me.
Is that where you get your coffee, John?
I do, yeah.
Oh, my.
I was Starbucks, but I's a poor man, though. So, 7-Eleven, it's okay. Their app will drive you nuts.
I can
get your app act together. You know who has the best app? Domino's Pizza. That's all I'm saying.
You've said that before. Hello, yeah. Good morning, Northern Nevada. It is Jay Biggs, John Potter, live and local as we always are, 9 to noon, right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
You know, the 7-Eleven clerks don't even know that there's a 7-Eleven app.
Yeah. Well,
nobody told them.
Well, you know what? So they ask you sometimes to enter those points. Other times they'll skip over your phone number. And as far as redeeming those points, good luck if you don't know your zip code.
Here's what, okay, the one clerk who knew what the app was said, oh, yeah, I got the app. I'll scan it right here. So he scanned it. He took all my points off. No, I scanned it to get more credits with a coffee cup. And I'm right. Walking out of the place and all my points are gone. This is a tragic issue.
Do you do
folks.
Refills, John? Do you take the cup back in?
I go back. Yes, I'm the old man Karen now.
Well, speak of old man and coffee, am I wrong? When did things stop? Maybe it was just me growing up in Missouri, but I thought that old people used to meet at McDonald's at like 6 in the morning and drink coffee for 35 cents for hours.
Ah, the days of the 75 cent senior cup of coffee. I don't know.
You know what
I think that's one of the things that passed away with the pandemic.
Yeah, you know what?
They didn't
You're
bring
right.
it back, just like they didn't bring back most of our buffets.
In 24-hour Walmarts, dang it.
Anyway, I'm John Potter. That's Jay Biggs.
Yeah, we've got a lot of comment this morning. Lots of stuff going on. We got Palace Pawn. They're coming on, talking to us this morning.
Excuse me, Palace Jewelry and Loan.
Oh, okay.
Palace Pawn.
Come on, Biggs, get
it
right.
What's on the sheet? Come on. Yeah, I know, right?
You redneck, you.
We like to pawn things. So we've got them coming on. And here's the real humdinger on that one. They're going to be talking about solar. What?
Well, they're branching out. Would you believe it? Anyway, but I think most of what we're going to talk about is the pawn shop business. How do you get the best price for what you're bringing in there? What are the weird things people are bringing in?
It's going to be like an episode of Pawn Stars live right here.
And it's going to be all local. We're going to be talking cool. Reno, you know, with this, the pawn shop industry, and maybe it'll benefit you. So
yeah.
Listen for that. And we also have a Catherine Kelly coming in with the iSchool in Carson City.
Yeah.
Phil is out at the Sutro Tunnel. We'll hear how that's going on today.
We also got Kevin Reaney from Reaney Insurance is going to stop by quickly and talk to us because, John, there has been some... You remember when he was on here a few weeks back? He talked about the insurance rates that were going to be hiked up.
Yeah.
He sent me a text a couple days ago, and a guy that literally went from driving a 2012 paying, I think it was like a premium of like $1,700, $1,800 a year for his insurance... Just bought a Tesla. I think it's a Model 3, a brand new one. Yeah. His premium went up to like $5,800 a year.
My wife has four things on her insurance policy, including her house, her rental house, and two vehicles.
Uh-huh.
And the insurance company, I'll tell you, we're the safest drivers in town. There are always people on my butt trying to pass me. I go exactly the speed limit. She doesn't have anything on her record. I don't have anything on our record. And just like clockwork, every year, the insurance company raises the rate on the safest customers out there.
You don't even, John,
it's
about
clockwork.
To go up 20
There's
to
40%. No reason for it. Oh, they did this before the pandemic every year. And I guarantee when I call and find out, why did you raise the rate? Oh, well, you know, inflation or some BS answer like that.
Well, so, you know, we're waiting. I think you're kind of hitting your head against the wall if you're waiting for those rates to ever drop back again.
How do they get away with doing that?
Yeah, I don't. It's like gas, man. You know, we're sitting here looking at $5 a gallon on gas. Gas has gone up. It's like 10 cents a day the last week. And let me tell you what. As far as that, I think we're prepped now and seasoned to have that $5 a gallon gas for the rest of time and more. Wow. It's never going
to
go
back
down.
They get you used to $5, and then we're going to, expect to be thrown a party when it turns to $4.50 a gallon? No, they get us gradually used to these prices, not just gas, but everything else.
And I told you last week I was going to start Uber driving, so we're going to have to talk about gas prices for sure. That's a big factor in things.
And after the news and comment, full details on Jay Biggs' date last night.
Can't go into full details.
I live vicariously through these single men.
I don't even know if it was a date necessarily, but it sure was nice. Let's just say that. All right.
I'll get it out of him, folks. Don't worry. All right. Local news and comment on our live and local show every Saturday morning, 9 to noon on KKFT. The Reno woman charged with the hit and run that left a 17-year-old McQueen student critically injured outside school has been released from jail.
What?
That's right. 40-year-old Holly McCarty was released by the judge on her own recognizance, even though the district attorney wanted to hold her at $100,000 bail. The DA's office says they ask for bail when there are overriding concerns for public safety, but the judge thought otherwise.
Wow.
Police charged McCarty with hit and run, causing substantial bodily harm, driving without a license, and failing to render aid when she left the critically injured boy on the road Monday.
What
in
the world?
He's reported to be in a coma with a severe head injury. I've been in this town most of my life. I don't think I've heard of a hit and run case with substantial bodily harm and such being released almost the next day after and run and keep going and they catch her blocks away.
If I was that kid's parents, I'm enough of a stalker, John. I'd find out where that lady lives, and I'd probably be in jail myself.
Two youngsters were arrested and taken to the Juvenile Justice Center yesterday after two guns were found at Reed High School. After school police discovered the firearms, the school was put into lockdown. The two kids have been charged, but Reed High's principal says no threats were made. He thanked the school police for their response and staff and students for following safety protocols.
Now, I will say I was over in Sparks over there at Vista and Prater when that call came in, and I saw the police rushing over there.
The response was good and everything.
Yeah, apparently.
Why would they bring guns to school?
You know, young kids sometimes, they just like to, I think the word is flex, that they have things, you know.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It's sad, especially with all the stuff that's going on now. You would think of all the things you don't want to bring to school.
Even the dumbest.
Guns and drugs.
Even the dumbest kid should know. All right.
Well, I have a my daughter's friend down at Damani Ranch High School last week was caught with a cigarette vape, nicotine vape.
That's not allowed, huh?
Oh, God, not. Gosh, no. Well,
is this high school?
So, I mean, kids are bringing things to school.
They can't bring the vape and use it outside?
No, and they shouldn't be anyways. They're under 18.
Right.
I mean, it's not legal. So, I mean,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. But just, man, guns. And this is happening right here in our community, too.
Yeah.
You know, we need to think about this. So, parents, please, just do your best to try to lock up your stuff if you can.
Well, folks, it's on. Former President Trump is returning to Minden to campaign for Republican candidates Adam Laxalt for Senate and Joe Lombardo for governor. He has a rally scheduled for next Saturday at the Minden Airport, the same place where he spoke in September before the election.
Are we going to get him on?
Hey, well, you go to the website where you reserve tickets, and there is a click for
media
contacts. Really? Yeah. I would love to, but we're doing the show, of course, and parking opens at 8 o'clock in the morning for this.
Right.
Gates open at 2.
Well, we know how last time went, man, because they were going to do it here at the airport, and then it got moved last minute down there.
Well, I guess Minden approved it, I think, on Thursday. So, folks, you can get free tickets online. They are 2 per request and first come, first served. Parking opens at 8, as I said, the Save America rally. And with him speaking is expected to be around 7 p.m. That is next Saturday. A man said to be a violent sex offender has been arrested by Reno police. 34-year-old Claude King charged with sex trafficking and living off the earnings of a prostitute. The accused pimp was picked up after local detectives teamed up with the FBI to find and arrest him. Governor, yes.
Accused pimp? Sounds like he, I mean, if he really was living off of the hooker's money, he is a pimp.
That's not the Associated Press. That's Potter talking
Oh,
again.
Okay. Well, I'm, you know, okay, right.
I got a certain flair with these things, I guess. Governor Sisolak told the head of Nevada's Department of Corrections to resign, and he did yesterday.
Wow.
This happened after a convicted bomb maker serving a life sentence for murder snuck out of jail and went undetected for 4 days. He was captured Wednesday. Sisolak told Director Charles Daniels to resign effective immediately. Sisolak's opponent for Governor Joe Lombardo says authorities were lucky to catch the killer after the 4 day head start. Apparently, the guard tower that would have seen this murderer escape was reported to be unmanned and has been for years.
Oh, wow. Is this staffing shortages thing? Or
the police, not quite the police union, police organization is complaining about the conditions and lack of, I guess, staffing, adequate staffing at this jail. But Sisolak took charge. Well, of course, it's election time.
Well, yeah. And you can, just because that guy was told to resign, it doesn't mean that he's not doing paperwork somewhere else, right? I mean, didn't say the guy was fired, just said he was told to resign, and maybe his name's changed and he's living in Florida now. Who knows?
That's the stuff they never report.
Right.
I have a point. Elko County has its first confirmed monkeypox case. He is a man in his 40s who's isolating at home. So far, the CDC reports 266 cases in Nevada. 250 of them are in Clark County, where the virus was found in the water supply. Over 25,600 cases have been confirmed nationwide. Some U.S. health officials say the virus is not going away anytime soon. It could be here to stay, they don't want to admit that.
Well, let me ask this. Is it still predominantly being considered like a gay male disease? I mean, is this... still the thing?
That hasn't changed.
Okay, I haven't, right. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen some people say, oh, it affects everybody. Some people say it doesn't, you know, I don't know.
It's, you know, it's pretty easy to catch through touch and contact and such.
I don't know. I guess just don't touch. I don't know.
Don't touch.
Don't touch.
Campfires are again allowed as fire restrictions have been lifted on federal land in our area. The Bureau of Land Management says it's because of our cool fall weather. The restrictions were taken down for parts of Washoe County, Humboldt County, and Plumas, Lassen, and Modoc counties in California. Fireworks are still prohibited. And in California, campfire permits are still required on BLM land. Our Stars and Stripes are at half staff today in Nevada. October 1st is the day that lunatic killed 58 people at that outdoor country music concert in Las Vegas 5 years ago this day. Flags at the state capitol and in public should be flown at half staff until sunset tonight. 60 total dead, 58 at
still,
the scene.
Jeez, you know, here we go again. Lombardo, 60 people dead, largest mass shooting in the United States history, and it's just so swept under the rug these days.
And, well, the response did get a lot of complaints. We all know about the officers who stood outside the hallway and didn't bust through the door and
Campos.
Such. You know,
oh,
I mean,
what a crock. The guy who went to Mexico 3 days later. I know exactly who you're talking about. The guy was shot in his leg by an AK.
Let's not forget that part either.
But my major issue here is it's like, here we are. We are the media, right? Mm-hmm. And that is the story. That's the story going out. The lunatic, the guy, the one guy who shot 60 people. I'm sorry, man. You can't get me to believe that. There's nothing you can do to get me to believe that. There's not one thing.
Aside from that, I never give out the names of these shooters and killers and such because I believe a lot of it is copycat.
Maybe if it's even true.
I was like this on TV. I would not give their names. Because right. I think with all the social media fame that they get and such, that you're inspiring a lot of deluded people out there.
I just think the name we need to remember in all this is Joe Lombardo.
All right, look up. The Blue Angels fly the skies of Carson Valley today and tomorrow. It's part of Aviation Roundup, the Minden Tahoe Airport's biannual air show, which features skilled pilots and military jet demonstrations. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning, and tomorrow morning goes to 5. You can buy tickets online to see the Blue Angels today at aviationroundup.com.
They were doing flyovers yesterday.
Yes, they were. I guess they took a couple of people up in the planes, and I noticed online people were saying, oh, look up, the Blue Angels, they started early. I think they were practice runs and courtesy rides to a couple of privileged
That's pretty cool.
Privileged,
I've never
people.
Seen the Blue Angels. I've seen the Snow Angels, which are the ones in Canada.
Yeah,
the snowbirds.
Boy,
Or snowbirds, there we go, sorry.
Those maneuvers, I saw them in Vegas a couple of times, and when they cross paths at going... an incredible rate of speed with what looks like a foot difference between them. I sometimes just can't look.
That's crazy looking. Have you ever seen a plane coming from south of the equator meeting a plane coming from north of the equator?
No, I haven't. Why? You did?
No, just think about it for a minute. That's all.
Oh, that's one of your
They
trick
rotate
questions.
In different directions.
That's a trick question. They have to because one's upside down, the other one. Anyways, that's
stop?
A whole conspiracy.
I'm only on this first cup of 7-Eleven coffee. And finally, in Gardnerville, Fright at the Fairgrounds opens again. It's every weekend for the month of October. For 6 years now, Douglas County deputies and local volunteers have planned, built, decorated, and operated the scary fun event. It is open 3 to 9 tonight at the Douglas County Fairgrounds off Pine Nut Road. Tickets go from $5 to $20. They have this new maze. What's called the dark ride. You go on this scary dune buggy ride through the warehouse, and then they tell the passengers to get out, and you have to walk through a building full of monsters and vampires, I assume, in the dark.
It sounds like a walk down East 4th. I mean, what's the industrial building?
Shame on you. Where is your community pride?
Anyways, okay.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Well, that was News and Comment this morning here on Live and Local with John and Jay. We got more to talk about this morning, of course. Stick around here, and don't forget, you can join us on Facebook. Go to 991FMTalk.com, follow us to the Facebook, or just search for Live and Local with John and Jay on Facebook. We're going to be right back here on 991 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, Jay had a wonderful evening last night on his date. A lot of what he told me, I guess I can't put on the radio, but
well, it's
he had a good time.
No, nothing bad. Let me just push the... Hold on. Let me just say this. There's nothing bad that I can't talk about on the radio. I'm just trying to be respectful. How about
this
that?
This was your first date, right?
No.
Oh.
No, I took this girl to King of the Cage.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she went out with you again after
something,
King of the Cage?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure what it was.
Where'd you take her last night?
We went to, our original plan was we were going to do sushi. So I told her to pick.
Sushi is how you roll, huh?
I guess that's how she rolls. She's been craving sushi. I haven't had it in years. So we're like, okay, let's meet over.
Do you know what sushi stands for?
No.
What is suspicious it? Fish.
You know what?
That's, what? No, that's what I heard. I could be wrong.
Well, have you ever seen sushi under a microscope? That's a whole nother story. But yeah, so we decided we wanted to do sushi. We went to Sushi Pier. The place is deceiving as can be because it looks like it's completely desolate outside. Then you get inside and the place is packed, you know, wall to wall. And then, so we're like, okay, it's going to be an hour.
Yeah.
You drive down to the joint on Plum.
Yeah.
It's going to be another half hour. This girl's getting hangry. I'm getting hangry. Because we spent an hour talking before. It's our own fault, whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to impress her. I'm going to take her to the Atlantis, right? You know, whatever. So I take her down the Atlantis. It's going to be an hour wait. And at this point, she's like, well, I was just, you know, I'm really hungry.
Boy, this is going great.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking to myself, man, James, like scatterbrain this one. Uh-oh, I just said my real name on the
air. Did she bring up the, why didn't you make a reservation?
She did not.
Like my wife would do.
Well, what, you know, hey, this girl's awesome. And she didn't even say that to me. But she did say, I need food. And she said it in the nicest way possible. So, yeah, of course.
I need food.
She did, and I did too. We were both very hungry. Anyways,
We
both needed it, John. Believe me, I was very hungry. Anyways, so that being said, we went out. It was a great date. My kids. It's funny because I got on this little app called Snapchat to talk to her, And she's the only person I talk to on there. My kids, though, man, they absolutely, they love watching my videos when I watch her Snapchat videos she sends me. They watch them with me for whatever reason. And my kids have this name for her. They call her the Crock-Pot.
Why?
Well, because it is a...
Don't say the shape.
Oh, no, no, gosh, no. No, 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 no. No, it's called the Slow Burn. And what
oh,
it is by this
I
is that,
you.
Yeah, like this chick is so, like, she's so cool, but she's, it's like in a friendly way.
The
and
chick, hears, you say.
Yes. Well, I mean, I just, what, am I supposed to say names
you
here?
Young
I'm,
kids, you.
Well, she, whatever she wants me to call her.
Well,
but,
I just want to say.
She's super cool. So all I wanted to say is this, is if you're going to go out on, let's just say it's even a date, even if, maybe if it's not, whatever, you want to have friend, you want to be like friends with who you're going to hang out with, right? So the whole thing on this Crock-Pot name with my kids is like, you know, obviously this girl, she's had past experience. I have too, obviously. We talked about this on the air months ago or whatever. But so the thing is that, you know, I really need to make sure that I take my time and show her proper respect.
And make a reservation.
And make a reservation.
I got to say, I love sushi, except I'm poor.
Well, welcome to radio, John, now that you're off the
and
television.
And I eat it with a fork. So sue me. And I like it well done. What are you going to do, call the cops?
Anyways.
The last time I was in a sushi restaurant, I was at the sushi bar, and there were kids sitting at the table next to me with their parents. And I said, as I was eating my sushi, I said, I found Dory.
Oh, no.
She was delicious.
Great, John. Did you make kids cry there at the sushi bar?
You know what redneck sushi is? You take a corn dog and you slice it up real fancy and you put that pattern ketchup.
Yes,
in
the
a squiggly
ketchup.
Pattern.
And on the side.
That's redneck
dots.
Sushi right there.
I guess you're right.
Didn't you'll have to introduce her to me.
I would love to have her. Actually, that is it. We're going to have to do that, John, because she is a big fan of yours, oh, apparently. So, yeah. Sorry.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Well, there's that.
I like her.
Yeah, well, I like her a lot, too. She's, as I will tell you right now, as a friend going out, she is probably the funnest person I've ever hung out with in my entire life. Just fun. And she even told me to be me, John.
Oh, let me guess.
I didn't have to let act, me,
wait a minute.
I didn't
let me
have
guess.
To
you
weird,
told her to listen to the show, right? She's the most fun person.
I've got 5 digits in the air. One of them's going to stay up. Anyway. John. All right, sir. We've got Rick Canale, our local real estate expert. He's sitting here waiting patiently to talk and not about our date. So let's get to that, John. We're going to break for Fox News real quick, and then we're going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's 9:37 with John Potter and Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Jay?
Hello, and you can join us each and every week about an hour after the episode is over at 991fmtalk.com by clicking the podcast button. And that right there is something you can take along with you whenever, wherever to listen to Live and Local. But we're also on Facebook, so please go and find us there. Just search for Live and Local with John and Jay. But right now, we are live and local with Rick Canale, our local real estate agent from RE/MAX Gold. Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a great, beautiful day. And if you ever, ever have never seen the Blue Angels out there, I tell you what, go to
inspiration, huh?
Inspiration. If you look at that and you don't think America's great, you're missing something in life.
Sound of freedom, my man.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, they are so impressive. They were just absolutely, it makes you just tingle all over when you see them flying around.
You know what? It makes me almost like this flyover should have happened next Saturday at 7 o'clock. We've got President Trump standing there making his speech, the Blue Angels flying over. How much more American does it get?
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, it's a great day, and every week I like to talk about something real estate, okay, Saturday mornings. And, you know, I like to guarantee the sale of your home at your asking price, or I'll pay the difference. And these guarantees that I have are really real. So if you are looking for some type of reduction in your risk, give me a call, and I'll tell you how you can do that. But today, we're going to talk about a big question that I have been hearing the last couple of weeks. Hey, Rick, do I wait for prices to drop before I buy? And that's a very good question. But before I get into that, let's get into some real estate news. We know that the Federal Reserve targets the inflation rate of 2%. And part of their plan is to reduce costs of everything. And so one of those costs they would like to see reduce are the prices of homes. And so that's why they're raising interest rates.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
And so what that actually has to do with the actual mortgage rate, we'll see. But we know that the average mortgage rate today is about 6.8%, which from the beginning of this past year, from 3%, is much, much higher. So that does raise a very good question about, do I wait for prices to drop before I buy? And the issues really involved are the question of funding, the price, and affordability of homes. So let's kind of examine that by looking at three different scenarios, I would say, about loans. So let's say that you have a loan at the beginning of the year, and the price of the home was at $590. You put 10% down, and now you're financing $540,000 and the interest rate of 3.5%. Your monthly mortgage rate, including your private mortgage insurance, or also known as PMI, is $2,933. All right. Now, the total cost of that loan over the lifetime of the term is going to be an additional $450,000. Okay, so that's something that people would consider when they get a loan, and especially when you think about real estate being a long-term investment, all right? So now let's take that same scenario, that $600,000 price range, and with the same 10% down, but now the interest rate of 6%, which we saw around June, all right? So your monthly mortgage rate with PMI went up to $3,745. That's an $812 difference.
Yikes.
So that really caused people to look at this and say, whoa, is this a good time to be buying a home because of that affordability, right? Because prices rose and they remained high. And so, but now we're seeing a different scenario. So now at that second scenario I just gave you, where your monthly mortgage rate was $3,745, you're now paying over the term of that loan, not $450,000, but $750,000. Okay, so over 30 years, you're paying that extra $300,000.
So you got to look at the price versus the interest rate and see exactly if that interest rate is going to put you over on the price of what you would with the lower interest rate, right?
Well, the interest rates go up as the home prices drop. Does each one cancel the other out and leave the total cost the same?
Exactly the question that I like to answer, because that's great. Exactly what I'm going to get into next. So let's take that scenario that you just brought up. So let's say that same $600,000 home, okay, because of interest rates rising, dropped to, say, $550,000. Now your interest rates are 8%, right? So your monthly payment is not going to be $2,933 or $3,745 like the last two. It's going to be $3,915, an additional $167 a month, okay? So at 8%, at $550 with that drop price, all right, so as we see interest rates rise, we see costs of homes go lower. I mean, the price of homes, I should say, not the cost.
Right.
The price of homes go lower. So now that total cost of that home, okay, the first scenario, $600,000 at 3.5%, you're paying an additional $450,000. Now at that $550,000 at that 8%, you're paying $940,000 above what you are financing. Huge, huge difference, okay? So the question, do I wait for prices to drop before I buy? I would say, what is your goal? Are you more concerned about your price each month? As we saw in this scenario, the cost of the mortgage goes up. Are you concerned about the lifetime cost of that loan? We saw those prices went up. Or are you concerned about the affordability again, everything has gone up. Even though the price has gone lower, the interest rate's higher, it doesn't equal out. You end up paying more. So these are things that you need to look at if you're waiting. I hear a lot of people wanting to wait. And I've had conversations with a couple of clients this week, and when I bring this to their attention, they go, never even thought about that, Rick. And as we talk about the interest rates, if you were to get an interest rate at 8% today, or even when it goes up, I mean, we're still at 6.8% right now. And it did rise, right? And it's going to continue to rise maybe. A couple years down the road, that's not going to be the same rate. They're going to drop it. And just like I did when I bought my first home at 12%, I refinanced it at 8%.
We don't know where interest rates are going at this point. I mean, they're trending up. That's true. But this sounds like the stock market. Is it time to buy stocks right now? We don't know what the stock market's going to do, and I don't think we're sure about the interest rates either. Has the federal government actually declared that this is a recession yet? Not quite, have they?
We know we're in one, whether they declared or not.
Right. Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
So let's, you know, not worry about the politics of that. Let's just look at the economic factor of the whole thing. But so what we really want to understand is that home ownership, everybody needs a place to live, right? Whether you rent it and pay somebody else's mortgage off, or do you own your own and enjoy the benefits of home ownership? And we've talked about that in the past. So these are things that we really want to consider as we make that decision. And making an informed decision is really important. And so one of the things that I like to do is offer free reports. And so on my website at rickhasbuyers.com, there's a number of different reports that you can get. And one of the things that I like to offer people, especially if they're looking to buy right now, is that people think that everything's on the multiple listing service. That's where all homes are, but they're not. I like to...
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, there's ways in which you can find homes that are not on the multiple listing service. There's a hot list of off-market properties that are non-MLS properties. There's distressed sales, bank foreclosures. Again, homes not yet on the market because people haven't yet figured out that they want to sell yet, but they do.
So yeah, you find out first.
I can find that information out. So really? I'm going to offer everybody who's listening to the show today a free hot list report that does include off-market, non-MLS homes, distressed sales, bank foreclosures. And you can get this report by going to Rick Has Sellers.
Sellers, yeah.
Okay.
Boy, Jay really perked up when he said this report has some stuff that's not on the multiple listing service. Because you're still looking, aren't you?
Well, yeah, of course. Right. I'm thinking about it.
All right, how do you get
I'm thinking report? About it, that's for sure.
So you get that report by going to rickhassellers.com, okay, which is also at rickhasbuyers.com/buyers, okay, but I made it simple. Go to Rick Has Sellers or call me directly, and I'll get this report to you. You can reach me at 775-790-0574. But on Rick Has Buyers and Rick Has Sellers, okay, there's a whole bunch of different reports that address topics that sellers and buyers are having questions about these days. And so I'd like to make sure that they have this information available to them so that when it does come time for them to decide that they need to sell or to buy, then they have some information and they can give me a call and talk to me and say, Rick, let's talk. And I can help them understand a good choice for themselves.
Well,
I got to say, though, one thing. When home prices are decreasing and interest rates are rising, more of your buyers are going to be all cash buyers for that reason. They don't have to pay the interest rate, but they'll take advantage of the lower home prices. More cash buyers, I think, will end up meaning more rental homes, more homes for rent. That's what happened last time. All the cash buyers came by after the Great Recession.
And we have to look at what's going on in the legislation, too, because right now Nevada is trying to pass some type of legislation that deals with rent control. And when they start doing that, investors kind of look at that and say, do we pull back? And that's another question about the rise of interest rates and price points. Are investors looking at that and saying, can we really make a good investment when there's that type of consideration coming forward?
I don't think they'll ever do rent control in Nevada, but We'll see.
Let's hope not.
I don't put anything past these politicians.
Anyway,
All right, Rick.
It's good talking to you guys. I just want to make sure that the general public is aware of these things, because education is extremely valuable, and I'm always here to help and answer their questions. Rick Canale, your home sole guarantee guy.
And that's rickhasbuyers.com and rickhassellers.com.
Rick has sellers. That's correct.
Rick has sellers. Okay, so, and that's where you can go and find that free report. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Canale is in here live with us each and every Saturday morning at 9:30, so you can get all of your local real estate advice from him. So make sure you go and check him out on his website, rickhassellers.com. See what he's talking about. And John?
Up next, pawn shops. Well, actually, Palace Jewelry and Loan is coming up next.
Yeah, if you have questions, I said pawn earlier, and you were like, what?
If you have questions about buying or selling at a pawn shop, here's the time. They're up next.
Hey, maybe they'll buy my old engagement ring.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. You can go to our website, 991fmtalk.com, and stream us live anytime. Just click the Listen Live tab. John?
Palace Jewelry and Loan. It's just like Pawn Stars, but with fewer fat guys.
Yeah. we got a laugh out of them this morning so far.
Is pawn shop a good description of your place, or is that beneath you guys?
Actually, no, pawn shop's accurate, but we really focus on higher-end jewelry repair.
That's right, because I don't see the old antiques in your store. I don't see the dirty tools at Palace. You're more high-end jewelry and electronics and firearms. But in the studio, Steve and Aaron, what's in your store?
Oh, we have everything from, semi-precious gemstones to high-end Rolexes, high-end diamonds. We have two jewelers who custom make jewelry on site and also do jewelry repair. We also have firearms, which is, we have a wide variety of firearms, which is great for our local clientele.
But no dice clocks, right?
you might find some of those down in the basement here and there.
What about the Andrew Dice clock?
Exactly.
I've always been curious, when somebody comes in with an item to pawn, is there a book of values that you consult, or is it all your own estimate like they do on Pawn Stars?
Both, actually. We utilize everything, but for the most part, everything is done in-house. We have estimators, and honestly, our staff is, most of our staff has been around, 20 plus years.
Do you bring in an expert like they
they're
do
all
on
in house,
like the TV show? You don't bring in the historian and all that.
We
kind
do
of stuff.
Not. No, everybody's in house, but we do have contacts that we can reach out to, but nothing like Pawn Stars.
Speaking of Pawn Stars, what does that TV show get wrong about the business? What is fake about Pawn Stars that drives you crazy?
Well, you kind of touched on it. All these experts that come in and evaluate items, that's not really realistic. The other thing is they don't really have that genuine connection with customers, if that makes sense, the way our staff does.
Do you watch the show?
I've watched, over the amount of years that it's been around, I think I've watched 3 episodes.
It's like when I asked a Reno policeman, Jay, if he watched Cops, and he said, no, I get enough of that at work.
Yeah.
Well, we get to live
exactly.
It. And then you get the ones that are like, oh, I watched Reno 911.
Exactly.
And that's not the case for sure. But let's talk about this Palace, because I've been in there a few times.
Oh, great.
And in fact, one of the services you guys do is replacing the watch batteries.
Absolutely. We do watch service as well.
Yeah.
We do high-end watch service as well as watch batteries.
Yes. So that's another thing. So I had a grandfather clock, an old shelf clock that my parents left me when they passed away. And I had that. I took it down there and you guys clean the insides and redid it and stuff like that for me. So super appreciative of that business, because there's not a lot of people that are doing that in town. So it's something special and unique you can go and still get right downtown. Now, as far as what you got in the store, though, man, you're right. It's an eclectic collection of stuff, all the way from, like you said, just high-end jewelry to televisions and guns and everything.
Absolutely.
So there really is, I mean, I got to say, this is probably, if you're a tourist to Reno, it's probably one of the more predominant buildings. It's not a casino right downtown on the Strip. It looks interesting. You go into it. But I've got to ask you, what's on the second floor?
What's all, I can't tell you what's on the second floor.
You can't? Oh, okay.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. No, it's all admin and our office support and whatnot. So yeah.
I've always wondered that. I'm like, that. There's a second floor to that place because the ceiling isn't that tall when you're in there.
We actually have three floors, but yeah.
The third floor is the secret floor, or the basement.
Exactly.
Well, that's a really...
That's the vault.
Exactly.
That's the vault.
That's a really big space you have downtown, and it's been there for as long as I've been here.
1958.
58.
Yeah,
oh, I'm not that old. Come on. But a classic, classic Reno place to go. It's fun to browse. Jay, you should take your new date there.
If I could take a date to the pond. Well, actually, hold on. I do have some old engagement ring. Or an old engagement ring.
There you go.
Rid of before I
poor
take
guy.
There you go. There you go. Hey, we'll set up an appointment. You come on down and see us.
Oh, so my gosh. Yes, please, man. Well, give me the deal, though, because everybody keeps telling me I'm going to get like 1/10 of what I paid.
Well, hang with us, guys. I got to ask you the strangest things people have brought in.
Yeah,
but we're also going to get into your new solar business.
That's right. That's right. Stick around. Here we're going to have more from Palace, as we've got, of course, Steve and Aaron with us right here on Live and Local with John and Jay next on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.